we're snooping under your bed this morning. You tell us something weird that you keep, I don't know, unusual that you keep underneath your bed. If we like it, then we'll flip you some teams in the tournament.
And you don't have to know anything about basketball or have a, it just gives you a rooting interest, somebody to follow, and the next thing you know, hey, I'm in the Sweet 16. I'm in the Elite Eight. Damn, I'm going to watch tonight. I might win a bed.
Dan's in Arlington. What's under the bed, Dan?
Baseball cards.
How many?
Oh, probably about 30,000 of them.
There you go. 30,000. There you go. I got boxes of them, too. I don't know if I've, you know, I have no idea how many I have. Now, I may have 30,000.
I've had a mattress that's been on, like, milk crates. But, I mean, you got enough baseball cards under there, you can just set the mattress right on there.
What era? What years are we talking?
83 till 2000.
My stuff is 75 to about 79. So, I got, like, all the guys from football, baseball, and basketball. And I found...
They made football and basketball cards, too?
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
I only remember the baseball ones.
Oh, yeah. No, they made football and bat. They still make all those.
They do.
I found last year, I got like a half dozen of these Walter Payton rookie cards, and they are like in mint condition. And that
Sweetness.
Is one of the most expensive football cards you can have. So I'm sitting on.
Do you know the value of yours by chance?
I don't know the value. I found them at the Marysville swap meet.
What is, so you're talking, what years did you say again?
83 to 2000.
Yes. Yeah, so
17 years of baseball.
You probably have Ken Griffey rookie stuff in there, right?
I haven't went through all of them.
Yeah.
Do you have somebody that's begging you to get rid of that?
Oh, you don't need to tell the wife about that then.
Yeah. All right. Well, they're not worth what they used to be, though. The baseball cards used to have a greater value.
Yeah.
They've gone down quite a bit over the years, unfortunately. Jane, what do you have under the bed?
My husband likes the clothes underneath the bed.
You broke up. Your husband likes to do what?
Likes to throw his underclothes under the bed.
His underwear.
Yes, his underclothes, his socks, and his underwear.
Well, what about the rest of his clothes?
Why not the hamper?
Where does he put his pants and where does he put his shirts?
Those go into the clothes basket.
Well, why does the underwear? What's wrong with the underwear? Is the underwear in questionable shape or something, or what?
They're in questionable shape, but I don't know the reason why he likes to throw them underneath the bed. At times I couldn't figure out why my room was stinking up until I got to cleaning it one day and I found a whole stack of them underneath the bed.
Now, you know, follow me, John. See if you identify with this. I think I may be able to fix this or at least figure out what's going on. You know, when you come into the room, you get undressed, you take your clothes off or whatever, you throw your jeans and shirt towards the hamper. And then right before you get into the bed, you kick off your underwear and socks, and they end up right there under, by the foot of the bed and happen to be kicked under there.
No, my hamper is right there. There couldn't even be laziness involved. It just all goes right in there. So, yeah, I don't get that.
When you start.
Hamper placement is key.
Yeah.
Don't have it on the, if you have the hamper on the other side of the room, what's the point?
Jane, when you start finding him under the kitchen table, then you really need to start worrying.
For sure, but our hamper's out by the washer.
No. Why? They keep it in the bedroom.
Well, we don't have a big bedroom. We have a bed and two dressers in there.
Well, that's your fault. That's your own fault. I'm blaming
that's
you.
That's not his fault.
Hamper location.
Yeah. Well, just any kind of bizarre item that you would find, non-bedroom item. Under your bed.
Okay. Well, Desiree is going to scare some people right here with what she has under her bed. I see two. You actually sent us an email. We had to call you on this. I see two items here. Those two items that you keep under your bed are what?
So I have a 10-inch machete and a big axe under my bed.
An axe and a machete.
Now, that is a rough neighborhood that you live in.
Right? Yeah. No, actually, my husband, he subscribes to Alpha Outpost, and they're like a veteran-owned company, and they send out little gear packs every month. And so that was one of the ones he got was this machete and axe. So
But why is it? That's why are you keeping it under the bed?
Well, we gotta hide it from the kids.
Oh,
yeah, we've got a little crossbow, a little handheld crossbow thing we've got from them too. That's up in the closet.
I almost said a crossbow earlier when I said somebody and he got a crossbow under the bed.
But don't you know?
Not under the bed, but it's within walking distance. Uh-huh.
But don't you remember when you were a kid? One of the first places you would look for Christmas presents and stuff was under your parents' bed. That's one of the hiding places that you'd go to. I bet you they know it's under there.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
They probably haven't said anything.